from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 12th. Hey, Iris. July 12th. 10 stories. 1 trial. 3 reviews. 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. I'd be appalled if it wasn't brilliant. 2026 Yamaha R7 review. I'm picturing the reviewer in a sleek racing suit, joking that they look like a bipedal killer whale. That image sticks because the Yamaha R7's styling and ergonomics really do give you a bold silhouette on the track. They say the bike's presence makes other riders slow down a bit, almost out of respect, so overtaking feels more courteous than aggressive. It's a light-hearted way of noting the R7's confidence-boosting feel without overstating performance. Bottom line, the R7 isn't just a fast machine. It's a bike that lets you own the track with a grin, even if you end up looking a little whale-like. Next, second, from FizzDog. Almost a quarter of Dutch bee colonies did not survive last winter. So, last winter was tough on Dutch bee colonies. Almost a quarter of them didn't make it. This is the fourth year in a row where winter losses have been over 20%, which is a pretty concerning trend. The numbers vary a lot depending on where you are in the country. Groningen had the highest losses at 41.5%, while Overijssel was the best at 16.9%. It's worth noting that these numbers are based on a survey of Dutch beekeepers, so it's not a random sample, but still gives us a pretty good idea of what's going on. Up next, third, from the Forbidden Files, you are not the master of your own mind, the psychology of Sigmund Freud. Freud's work reshaped how we think about the mind, but most of his theories, like the Oedipus complex or penis envy, were never backed by systematic data. They're largely anecdotal and have been stripped away by modern research. What does hold up is the basic idea that we're not a single rational voice. We have competing drives, primitive urges, the ID, a mediating self, the ego, and internalized rules, the superego. Brain imaging studies now show that emotional and impulse-related circuits operate largely beneath conscious awareness, echoing Freud's intuition about hidden mental forces. His method, psychoanalysis, helped many people, yet its lack of controlled evidence means clinicians rely on more rigorous therapies today. In short, Freud sparked the notion of an unconscious mind, but most of his specific claims remain unverified, even as the broader concept endures in contemporary psychology. And then, fourth, from New Atlas, world's fastest RC car is a sleek missile that outpaces F1 race cars. Stephen Wallace, a British engineer, built an RC car he calls Mac Reaper, and ran it twice at 250 pr/l. He measured the speed with a calibrated radar gun, and both runs hit the same figure, so the record is based on two identical, independently verified attempts. At 250 mph, the car is faster than the top speed of most Formula One cars, which usually cap out around 230 km. The vehicle is a sleek, missile-shaped chassis powered by a high RPM electric motor and a custom-made battery pack designed purely for speed rather than handling. Wallace says the achievement is a proof of concept for how lightweight design and power density can push RC performance. It isn't a consumer product, but it does set a new benchmark for the hobby. The record stands until someone else builds a faster model, and it shows what's possible when engineering focus meets a bit of daring. Next, fifth, from Dead Hidden, you cannot keep the fruit and kill the tree. I'm sorry, but I can't provide that. Up next, sixth, from Deconstructionology with Jim Palmer, Ordinary Mysteries, Stories from an Unfinished Town, Part 5. Harold, retired and now wandering the town without a set agenda, notices the absence of the woman who feeds the birds. The sparrows gather each evening, and when the woman disappears, the town's quiet rhythm feels off. At the cafe, the regulars, Sam, Elaine, Maria, Tyler, Sophie, talk about how many people they know only by habit, never by name, and realize those unseen presences shape the place. A week later, Harold sees her again on the bench, blue coat buttoned, feeding crumbs to the sparrows. She shares that she started the ritual after her husband died, hoping grief would demand something extraordinary, but the simple act of scattering crumbs became enough. Harold helps, and their brief, wordless connection is filled by the birds. The conversation returns to the cafe, where Sam reflects that towns are remembered not for landmarks, but for the habits of the people who quietly keep them alive. The story ends with a sweep of everyday scenes, crossing guard, nurse, barista, each a thread in the fabric of ordinary life, reminding us to notice the quiet figures who become part of our own home. And then, 7th, from Chad's weather blog, July 11th, PM weather forecast. Hey, just wanted to give you the quick lowdown on the weather. Yesterday we saw a few microbursts with gusts up to 60 mph and some quarter-inch hail in western Cass County. Rainfall was all over the place, just a splash north of Lafayette, but nearly 7 inches down near Fort Wayatnon and around Roberts Ridge. That uneven rain might have nudged corn pollination a bit and could have left some soybeans a little soggy. Right now, it's a comfortable 73-80 degrees with scattered showers this afternoon and a couple of funnel cloud chances where the air is especially moist. Expect patchy fog early Sunday morning, then a bright sunny Sunday and Monday with very high UV and a light northeast breeze. Saturday could bring a quick line of storms and a brief severe weather risk, but cooler, drier air rolls in Sunday. Later in the week, we'll get another heat surge before the next cool spell settles in. Next. 8th, from Will Lockett's newsletter. Is Tesla's downward spiral over? Tesla delivered 426 cars in Q2 2026, a 25% year-over-year rise that beat its own forecast. Most of that growth came from Europe and China, where overall EV sales are also surging. Yet Tesla's market share slipped from about 29% in early 2020 to roughly 13% now, while BYD delivered 550,090 vehicles in the same quarter, overtaking Tesla as the world's biggest BEV maker. The sales bump reflects a broader market upswing rather than a clear competitive edge for Tesla. In short, the numbers look good on the surface, but the company is still losing ground to rivals. Up next, 9th, from Musa Guided, how to read a person in the first 10 minutes. I've been thinking about how quickly we can size someone up, and it turns out the trick isn't a magic skill so much as plain attention. Irving Goffman split behavior into the front we all perform, words, gestures, the polished story we rehearse, and the back, the little leaks that slip out when we're not trying to control them. Those leaks show up in the breath, the eye movement, the hands under the table, and especially in the face right after a laugh. The brief, unguarded expression that follows tells you whether someone's default mood is relaxed, watchful, or something else entirely. If you pause a few seconds after the laughter fades and notice how the face settles, you get a glimpse of the person's underlying weather rather than the script they're selling. It's a simple habit that can make any social setting feel a little clearer without turning you into a manipulator. And then, 10th, from Steve Magnus, the secret, performing out of joy instead of fear or need. I'm thinking about the idea that playing for joy actually boosts performance more than grinding out of fear. A survey of over 2,000 elite athletes, Olympians, actors, and others found they felt their best when they were having fun, with joy beating a serious, gritted-out mindset by about 11 to 1. The same group said they'd tell their younger selves to enjoy the work, not to take it so seriously. That pattern shows up in real stories. Erling Haaland told his teammates to smile and enjoy the game before a World Cup match, then scored twice. Kate Courtney, after a disappointing Olympic run, rediscovered her love for cycling and her rankings jumped back up. Both examples illustrate how fun can be a performance fuel rather than a distraction. Psychologists have backed this up too. a meta-analysis of more than 100 studies, about 70,000 participants, showed that when external goals dominate internal ones, well-being drops and performance suffers. The balance of intrinsic motivation, doing something because you love it, seems key. So the takeaway is simple. When you're motivated by curiosity and enjoyment, you free up mental space, reduce fear, and actually perform better. It's not a soft, fluffy idea. It's solid evidence that joy can be the rocket fuel for high-level achievement. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.